way. Now tell me what you say. Don't you love her badly? Wanna be her daddy? Now don't you love her face? Don't you love her?
Talk with Art Bell. Call the Wildcard line at area code 775-727-1295. The first time caller line is area code 775-727-1222. To talk with Art Bell from east of the Rockies, call toll free at 800-825-5033. From west of the Rockies, call Art at 800-618-8255. International callers may reach Art Bell by calling your in-country Sprint access number, pressing option 5. And dialing toll-free 800-893-0903. From coast to coast and worldwide on the Internet, this is Coast to Coast AM with Art Bell.
We're looking for the new American Idol of psychic ability. We're looking, it's a talent search. The truly talented out there, the prophets, the psychics, those who can see the immediate future. And that's key word, immediate. We're in open line, so if you have some prediction that really has come to you in some second sight, some special way, a prediction of an event that's going to occur very soon, not in our far distant future, thank you very much, but a large event coming very soon because a lot of us feel there is one, then I'd like you to make that prediction. We're recording them, and we'll see. It's open line, so all right, fine. You can call about anything you want to call about. And I know there are a lot of people calling. Our lines are obviously stacked and full. But what I would like to urge is, if you don't have a vision, if you don't have a legitimate vision, then don't call. Because I want the hit rate to be really high. So we really need those who have had legitimate, strong visions. And we'll see if something in the short term really does come true. Wouldn't that be something? First time caller line, you are on the air. Hello.
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 Yes, I predict that the Russians and seven of the Islamic states are going to band together to create a new Soviet Union under a disguised flag of democracy.
My God, what a scary thought. What a scary thought. I mean, if you consider the nuclear arsenal that the former Soviet Union still possesses and controls, and they were to get together with Islamic nations in banding together in an effort against us, well, that would be Armageddon.
Most definitely. And it won't happen this presidential cycle, but it will happen the following, when the president goes insane.
I beg your pardon, when the president what?
Is removed from office from going because of a terrorist attack on Washington, D.C., in which the president will go insane.
The president will go insane.
Will be removed from office because of the traumatic stress disorder from a terrorist attack
on
Washington, D.C.
My God. All right. How have you come to know this, please?
I wrote a book that was copywritten in 1996 that predicted the war on terrorism and other such documentation.
You did?
Yeah, and...
Well, the question is, how does this come to you?
Basically, when I'm visually impaired, I'm blind, and when I write, I kind of go into a different world. And it's the first and last book that I've ever written or will ever write, because I'm a very sick man, and I may not live for the next year or so. But that's where the talents lie, and I just go into a different dimension. But ever since I wrote this part and stuff and copyrighted it a long time ago, then I haven't been able to write anything since.
Wow. Is your book a published book?
It's a book that's in the copyright office. It's not published currently.
It's not.
Is there any way trying to publish it, but not.
Is there any way that people could verify? I mean, does anybody have a copy of the book?
Yeah. I have several copies, and then I have the copyright to it that are through the Library of Congress with a TUX number.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, it's a pretty awful, awful thing to even contemplate the possibility of the Russians or portions of the former Soviet Union getting together with Islam in an effort against us. Woof. Well, so far, our prophecy, our predictions really have been extremely apocalyptic. Holy mackerel. Not a good one yet. I mean, this, you know what? Thinking back to the predictions made at the beginning of this year and the end of last year on this program, I now recall saying the same words. My God, that this is apocalyptic. Remember that? Remember how apocalyptic sounding they were? Well, I just sort of, I guess I brushed it off after the program, but it's rushing back to me right now. A wildcard line, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello, Art.
Hi.
Hi, it's Colleen calling from Vancouver, BC.
Colleen, welcome.
Thank you. I don't really see anything very apocalyptic.
Well, you're the first.
Well, I'm sorry, I have a cold. I'm not really trying not to be. It's just I do see that Kerry is going to win, and it's not going to be by any kind of a landslide. It's going to be very close. And at first, things aren't going to be very rosy for him. I don't see any roses, but I do see that he's actually going to do something really practical in terms of working, oddly enough, something out with Iran and Syria and Egypt as well. There's going to be some kind of an agreement there that's going to put a soothing factor or something soothing or salve, like salve.
So the Mideast calms down.
It does. And actually what it does for the people from the United States is it gives them, it's like this apple. It's almost like an apple with a really, really, you know, overbaked crust.
Uh-huh.
That comes out of the oven. And there's this amazing stuff underneath that. And I really see the American people having an opportunity to play a role globally that they haven't had a chance to do in the past.
Right.
And it's a really significant role. And the next 18 months, we're going to see a real shift in American enthusiasm. And we're going to see some really, really good times, I think, for the United States. I don't see the Sears Tower dropping.
Oh.
Maybe that's just not there for me. But I really see something quite positive.
All right, well, I would like to ask you, as I have asked others, how this information is imparted to you.
Well, for me, it's kind of like, you know the Waldo poster?
Sure.
Where you're looking for Waldo?
Yes.
Well, you kind of, when given the opportunity to do this, you know, you have this in your life all the time. And actually, what I do for a living, I happen to be a clinical therapist, which if my colleagues knew I was doing this, they'd probably think I was crazy. But anyway, for me, it's like you kind of look at the picture, and then suddenly it just becomes really clear. And it doesn't happen all the time, but when it does happen, you just kind of get a real sense, a feeling that it's going to be okay or it's going to be fine. So anyway, that's my prediction.
Well, I'm
it does come true.
I'm rooting for you, hon. Thank you
okay.
very much, and take care.
You too.
All right, I'm rooting for her. That would be nice, wouldn't it? That. The Mideast calms down. Whoever would be elected, the Mideast calming down would sure be a nice thing. And it sure doesn't look very plausible right now. But she says Kerry wins by a very small margin. And then there's something done in the Middle East. There's a deal cut and the Middle East calms down. That would be very nice indeed. East of the Rockies, you are on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Boy, you're not going to... I've listened to this before, and you're not going to believe this one. during the break, you had me on hold, and there was that song playing by the Doors.
Yes.
And they talked about seven horses strong.
Yeah.
Or something like that. That was one of the lines in it.
Well, seven horses on the mark, yes.
Oh, that's right, yes. Yeah, seven horses on the mark. Well, you see, that's exactly where my prediction came to me, was when I was... see, things happen to me on... I don't know if you're familiar with numerology at all, but a lot of things happen to me with numbers. And on July the 7th, you know, July being the seventh month of last year, I was at the horse race, and just by coincidence, I had bet on the seven horse, and this is when the vision hit me.
Okay, all
right. Right along with the song, I mean, just talk about blowing you right away, you know?
Well, you think this stuff is accidental, this bumper music? No.
No, I mean, not now. I mean, normally I'm pretty skeptical, but after what happened to me, you know, I felt kind of funny calling in, and then all of a sudden the music was playing, and it
there
just
it
blew
was.
Me away, you know?
Okay, well, anyway, when the seventh horse that you picked, Rock and Roll, you had this vision of what?
I this is a doozy for you. The State Puff Marshmallow Man is coming back, and he's going to destroy New York City.
The Marshmallow Man, huh?
The State Puff Marshmallow Man.
Well,
yeah.
I would hope that's all New York would have to fear, and I'm sure New York hopes that too.
Well, I don't know. He might be look nice and fluffy, but he's a pretty nasty guy. What it looked like in the vision, with, you know, people running around and whatnot, and cars getting stomped on, and, you know, tanks getting kicked over.
You've seen Ghostbusters too many times, right?
I only saw it the one time after, because I'd had this vision and I hadn't seen it until then. Because I said I saw this big thing that looked like a giant marshmallow with a little sailor hat on, and my friend told me to, they were making fun of me and poking at me and stuff and saying no, and it's this, and then I saw it, and it was just, I mean, he's a little bigger in my vision than when he was in the movie, but...
Well, that's because visions are good with graphics. Marshmallow destroys New York.
Yes, and I don't know what's right. happening after that. I think
right.
Godzilla.
God knows they've been through everything else in New York, so why not destruction by marshmallow? A giant angry marshmallow. New Yorkers have kind of an attitude, you know. They're a very special breed, New Yorkers. Very, very special breed. That's why so many television shows are done around... New York, you know, NYPD Blue. I could go on and on and on. They're around New York because New Yorkers are a breed apart. They really are. So, New Yorkers, get ready to deal with it. Marshmallow monsters. West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Hey, Art, I think it's time to have Hal Lindsey on. His record's been pretty good from what I've seen.
Okay, well.
I hope you have him on soon.
Maybe.
Yeah, I called. I wanted to run something, a story past you, because
yeah.
you've heard it all, and maybe you'll have an idea. I'm a ham radio operator. I actually heard this on several ham radio operators talking, I think it was on 20 meters, about 15 years ago or so. These guys were from Louisiana, and they would go out to, it wasn't the bayou, I think it was down in the ocean, and they would go crabbing or something like that, frogging late at night.
Yes.
And the guy was describing, he was with his four friends, and they had helmets where they had like flashlights. They taped these flashlights to the helmets so they could see what they're doing.
Right.
And they're dragging this net out into the water, and they caught something. And they said whatever it was big. There's four guys on this net, and this thing was throwing them all around. And it finally tore loose of this net, which he described as a pretty thick net, and knocked them all into the water. They loosed their hats.
Yes.
Well, they saw it go running towards the shore. So it goes kind of half skipping over the water, gets up on the shore, runs across the shore. They couldn't see much of it. They said maybe
so
half
this,
the size
this was
of
a this was a water creature that now is on land.
Exactly. Well,
no.
It gets weirder, Art. It gets weirder.
Okay.
And I've heard some other stories like this anyway. So it gets to land. It is running on land. Okay, these guys are freaking. They're thinking it was some sort of bird, maybe a big pelican or something. They're not sure. It gets to a tree. It climbs the tree.
Oh.
And he says, unfortunately, they just couldn't get it. You know, all their lamps had been knocked off, but there was moonlight enough where they could see it. They said it was, you know, maybe 4 or 5 feet high. It appeared to have legs of some sort. It goes climbing up this tree, so they're just like, we got to see what this thing is. So two of them take off, start climbing up the tree.
See, that's where your story begins to get possibly unrealistic. I mean, there's no way in hell that I'd climb a tree where there was a monster.
Well,
now, why would anybody climb a tree where there's a monster?
Well,
a known monster.
I understand that, but this thing, it didn't come at them when they're in the water. The way the guy described it is their curiosity. You know, sometimes, Art, when you, no matter how frightened you are, your curiosity takes you in the wrong direction.
And on top of that, never underestimate the actions at the bottom of the gene pool. Continue with your story.
Exactly. So these guys start climbing to the top, and they get about two-thirds of the top of the tree,
yeah.
And this thing flies away.
Mm-hmm. It flies away. Now it flies. Okay.
And I'm wondering if you ever heard any story like that. I've heard of,
absolutely not,
of something kind of like that once before, but if you or your listeners have any idea what that could have been,
No. The water to the land, to the tree, to the air. No.
Yeah, okay. Well, I just want to run it by you. Maybe you do a monster show again soon and someone can maybe...
Well, that's a good entry. That's for sure. Anything else?
That's all. Just wanted to warn you. I think the rabbits are going to take over the world, so watch out.
The rabbits. Yeah, oh, yes. All right, thank you. Yes, I had a plague of rabbits here, actually. We're here in the desert, but boy, the rabbits, I tell you, Ramona's got apple trees out there. Man, they love those apples. And so the rabbits that had previously been inhibited by our fence have now managed to worm their way under it somehow. And the rabbits are back. I no longer throw rocks at them. I used to do that. In fact, they used to eat our, you know, we had a drip system, you know, to irrigate trees and such, and the rabbits would eat the drip system. Very ugly habit. And every day they'd be out there eating our drip system. So I took to throwing rocks at them, and they took to watching me. Have you ever noticed that, jackrabbits, big ones? They'll watch you. And they would watch the rocks, and they were really good. They could see the rocks, and they would just step out of the way. Boom! Rock falls. I hurl another one. He just steps right out of the way. You know, they sit and they watch me throwing rocks. And it got to be kind of a sport after a while, I think, for them, dodging the rocks. But they never ran away. You would think a rock would make a rabbit run away. But no, instead they just watched me, stood out of the way, and the rocks all missed. So I finally gave up, put up a fence, thought that did it. But now the apples have brought them. International Line, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello, Art.
Yes.
Yes. Actually, I have four quick predictions for you, and I'd like to say...
No. Only we take only your most vivid, most likely number one prospect.
Oh, okay. Well, these kind of fall in line with each other. Here's a doozy for you. On the 7th of July, there's going to be a major earthquake in California.
July 7th. Oh, that's right on top of us here.
Yes.
Okay. Any idea where in California?
Actually, Northern California is going to be the odd spot for it, and it's going to hit, and it's going to cause a concussion going down the lower right-hand side of the state in a very unusual geologic pattern. It's going to be following part of the ring of fire that goes underneath the continent.
This is beginning to sound like that movie they just had.
Well, I haven't seen any movies lately.
You didn't see 10 Plus?
No, haven't seen that.
All right, it was about an earthquake, so... July 7th, a major earthquake in California, and then a geologic reaction from that?
Yeah, but that's not what's going to cause the most panic. After that is the gas attacks where people in the terrorists are going to attack gas stations.
Oh.
They're going to, like, you know, do suicide run-ins to gas stations to make us afraid to go to the pumps.
Hmm. That's pretty awful.
I think that'll happen right after soon after the earthquake because it'll start to distract all the emergency personnel.
Yeah, we'll do that. All right. May I ask you how these visions come to you, please?
Yes, I'm an angel.
Oh. Well, gee, you should have said that right away. You're an angel.
Well.
Fallen or otherwise?
Oh, not at all, not at all. I've been awake since the age of 7 when I realized that I had angelic properties. And I've...
Now, what is it that causes you to, I don't know, wake up one day and say, whoa, man, I'm an angel? I mean, is it a mirror image or what?
No, actually a figure appeared to me when I was about 7 years old.
Yes.
And at first I thought it looked like Moses or, you know, Jesus, but found out later that it was an image that my mind had used to describe the higher being of my own self, the part of your soul that never leaves heaven.
Well,
your greater self, and it instructed me in many things and still does.
Well, that's really something, and a lot of people are going to have a lot of questions if this comes true. I mean, that's pretty specific. July 7th, major earthquake.
Yeah.
And then terrorists begin to attack gas stations in the United States. I'll tell you what, if that comes true, there are going to be FBI guys and CIA guys who are going to want to have a talk with an angel. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand that. But I imagine this is the right time for me to come forth with this information because I got through on the first try.
Since you're an angel, can you answer a question for me?
I'll do my best.
All right. Are you supposed to go toward the light or the darkness?
Go towards the light. That's where the transformation happens.
Are you absolutely certain about that?
Oh, I'm absolutely certain. That's
angels were angels word.
Angels word. Pass through the veil.
All right. I had to know. I've been asking myself that ever since John Lear. So there you have it officially. Even though John says he quotes Whitley, I think, as saying no, it's the dark. The angel says no, it's the light.
Art Bell. Call the Wildcard Line at area code 775-727-1295. The first-time caller line is area code 775-727-1222. To talk with Art Bell from east of the Rockies, call toll-free at 800-825-5033. From west of the Rockies, call 800-618-8255. International callers may reach Art by calling your in-country Sprint access number, pressing option 5, and dialing toll-free 800-893-0903. From coast to coast and worldwide on the Internet, this is Coast to Coast AM with Art Bell.
It is, and we're searching for the truly talented prophetic people out there, those who have visions and are willing to share them, not just any visions in this case, but visions of things to come in the very, very near future. We want them. And we're sure getting them. And so far, they're very, very apocalyptic, with this, save one young lady. The rest of them are, I'll tell you, they're pretty rough stuff. We'll continue in a moment. You know, a lot of times when you have prophets on the air, or people interpreting prophets, it's really hard to get the prophecy. I mean, they sort of talk around everything else in the world, and they never get quite down to, or if they do, it takes hours to get to it, to the prophecy itself. Otherwise, it should be over real quick, right? You go, and that's it. There's what's going to happen. Bye. Well, that isn't the way interviews go. But on a night like this, where we have all of you, the sensitive, the receptive, the visionaries, the mystics, who have really seen something, the prophecy comes really fast. So, stay right there. First-time caller line, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello, Art?
Yes, hello.
It is such a pleasure to talk to you.
It's a pleasure.
I have been listening to you for more than 10 years, and you have really helped me develop into the woman that I am.
Well, I hope that's a good one.
It's absolutely. I have a keen sense about me. and it's because of your uncensored views, and I really appreciate that.
I do really believe that listening to this program over a period of time would help anybody open their mind to things they had not considered previously, and perhaps even other doors may open.
Well, your show is my hope for the education of the rest of the people out there that are kind of being conditioned to not listen to shows like this.
Right.
But I would like to tell you some feelings that I have about things that are going to happen. One that's really specific is with Joe Lieberman. I'm really worried about him. He's making some noise for himself, and I think he's causing some problems for Congress. I think by the end of the year, he's going to announce that he has Parkinson's disease.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. I hope that's not true.
I certainly hope that's not true. Another thing that I, you know, you mentioned something about the flu.
Yes.
What I recall for the flu is it's a virus that is, the only way the flu can happen is it's from waterfowl to pig to person to human.
Yeah, something like
back
that.
Back to waterfowl.
And it always comes out of Hong Kong.
That, well, you know,
or
because
China.
Out of China, and that's because they live in such close quarters.
Oh, I know, that's what I hear all the time. But, you know, there's a lot of people worldwide that live in close quarters, and they don't issue the flu.
I think this year is going to be an especially bad year because of the cicada, and I think the flu is going to be, the cicadas, the birds feed on them.
Yep.
And I think they're going to be extremely healthy, and that's really going to proliferate the flu virus. So
great.
People might want to keep an eye out for that. The last thing I want to mention is, you know, I think there's this kind of, like Michael Moore said in his movie, we're never going to reach a level green. You know, that is not going to happen. That's true. I work for the airline industry. I can't tell you which one, but I do work for an airline.
Yes.
And I know that there's going to be a strategic airport shutdown. It's going to be an airport abort. Probably in Washington, Dulles, LaGuardia, O'Hare, Minneapolis, St. Paul, and really for no other reason than to just keep people on their toes as to remembering that we are in war times.
We sure
and that's
are.
Just, it's another type of government conditioning. You know, George Washington said, those that surrender essential liberties deserve neither liberty nor security.
Right. That of course, is exactly correct. Thank you. However, there are things to weigh here. We are under attack. We have people who want to kill us. We have people who want to kill us in mass, actually. And that requires that measures be taken. Can measures get out of hand? Yes. Patriot Act, can it go too far? Yes. But does something have to be done? Yes. Clearly so. We have a lot of people that want to kill us in any way they can. And if they could release an awful bug, they would surely do it. If they could release some other awful anything that would do in a lot of Americans, would they do it? Yes, clearly they would. At the cost of some of their own, one of their own, many of their own, yes. So that's a pretty formidable enemy, I would say, when you have one that's willing to die. And so measures have got to be taken, and it's going to be quite a job for somebody to keep that all in balance. Take measures, but don't take too many liberties, so that we have some vestige of what we're protecting left in the first place. Wildcard Line, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Yes.
Hi, how are you?
Fine. Where are you?
I'm in New York.
Okay. Okay. And what's your first name?
Joseph.
Okay.
Okay. I've got a sort of an inconsequential prediction that a little consequence. It's an earthquake prediction, and it's going to happen in a place where earthquakes don't happen, and it's going to happen in Sweden.
Sweden?
Yes, sir. And it's going to happen on or about 15 August of this year.
Wow.
But I've got another one that is a dire consequence.
Oh.
And it has to do with, what is it? bovine spongiform encephalitis, mad cow?
Yes, mad cow.
Well, it's not so much of a prediction as an observation. You
all
know?
Right. Well, then I'm not going to write it down as a prediction. Okay. Right. What do you think about mad cow?
Well, I think it's going to be a factor, and by 2006, 30-40% of the population of North America is going to have it.
Brother. All right. Thank you very much. Thankfully, that's not a vision. And I've thought about it many times. I have no idea what I would do if beef was not available to be eaten, if it was scarier, impossible to eat beef. I'd be in terrible trouble, terrible trouble. I mean, I just absolutely love beef. Give me a burger. Give me a beef sandwich. Give me a barbecue beef sandwich. Give me a French dip. Give me beef, give me beef, give me beef anyway at all. I love beef. If beef were taken away, it would be a personal tragedy as well as a giant national tragedy. But personally for me, it would be a gigantic, a big, thick steak. I mean, give me beef. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello, Art.
Hi.
This is Ed from Valdosta, Georgia, and I listen to you on WVLD.
You're going to have to watch out for a missile there, brother.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
Why's that?
Well, as an earlier lady who said there was one headed toward Georgia. Anyway, out of the desert, by the way. Anyway.
Lord have mercy. I hope not.
Well, right.
Well, I have visions every now and then, and it's not even on a regular basis. But when I do have them, they come pretty close to being right on the money. And,
now, has this been going on for a lot of your life?
Well, it's been going on since I was about, I guess, 10 or 11 years old.
Do you tell people about them?
Every now and then, but I don't like to bolster about it. But this one's a pretty serious one.
Okay.
And I hate to even say it because it's really a bad one.
Well, listen, it'll be right in line tonight.
East of the Rockies, call toll-free 1-800-825-5033.
That's the one rule I've got. No assassination visions. That was a rule. I should have mentioned it tonight. I laid it down last night, but anytime we do predictions, ladies and gentlemen, the one rule that I have, and I'm going to explain to you why, once again, it's a simple rule. No predictions of assassinations of American presidents. Hard rule. Here's the deal. When we have somebody who says that on the air, then about a week later, sometimes even less than a week, I get a phone call followed by on my door. And it's always two guys with guns, and they always come in and they always want to interview me about what was said on the air. And I always tell them, gentlemen, it's a talk show. We were doing psychic predictions, and they just have no sense of humor about this kind of thing at all. And so in order to prevent the absolute certainty of that occurring to me, I'm not allowing those predictions to be made. That's the rule. West of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Hello, Art. This is Alex in Seattle.
Hello, Alex.
Hi. Well, I hate to continue with the bad news, but
it's all right.
I guess we'll keep with the tone
this
here.
Is bad news central here.
Yeah. I had a rather interesting progression of experiences that I came to a conclusion about 2 days ago. It began earlier this year. I flew up to Anchorage on a business trip, and I was exhausted from the trip, and, you know, it's a long flight, and to the hotel, you know, dropped the bag and just flopped down on the bed. Within 2 minutes, it was like a one-second flash of a nuclear explosion, and it just startled me because I'd never had anything happen like that before. You know, I'd had, you know, dreams and, you know, things about 9/11. I'm not going to get into that, but,
sure.
You know, I just thought, well, that's really strange, and, you know, I kind of got up and looked around, and, you know, and I just thought, okay, put that on the bulletin board. And so, anyway, that was back in around February. And I dabble in astrology. It's one of my hobbies. And sometimes when I'm working on certain aspects of this, I'll see things. You know, it's almost like a divination, I guess you'd say.
Fast little flashes of things?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Exactly.
All right.
And I was, you know, some of the horoscopes I work on, they aren't like personal ones. I try and look at things in the world, you know, nation horoscopes, things
yes.
like that.
Right.
And this one just kind of came out of left field. I'll skip all the technical details, but what I was looking at, you know, as far as the rest of this year, other than what looks like a speed bump in on the 18th of July, it looks like it's going to be reasonably tranquil, clear up until about November 1st. And when I got to November 1st, all of a sudden that flash came back to me.
So.
And it was just as I was working on, you know, one having to do with North Korea.
So your conclusion is there could be a nuclear detonation in and around November 1st?
In Anchorage.
In Anchorage?
Yes.
So do you conclude that, sir, because you had the vision in Anchorage or because...
Yes, because I had the vision in Anchorage, which I think, you know, I haven't had a flash like that before, you know,
right.
around home or other places where I travel on business.
But, I mean, how do you absolutely connect it to Anchorage? You had the vision in Anchorage, but couldn't
right.
it be somewhere else?
Well, it came back to me when I was working on the horoscope having to do with North Korea.
Mm.
And it just struck me as I had the vision in Anchorage, this thing with North Korea, boom. It was like a connection hit.
Look, let's, for a second, play with this idea.
Sure.
As disquieting as I'm sure it is for the folks listening in Anchorage, and they are right now, if Anchorage were nuked by by the North Koreans, let's say, what do you suppose the United States' response to that would be?
I think because of Japan, primarily, it would be a... not an immediate response. As a matter of fact, what I see here would be, it could be up to probably 2 weeks before we would respond. And I think that we would respond rather significantly.
Well, I'm sure of that. And I'll tell you, I disagree with you. If North Korea were to fire a missile, well, we would be obviously aware of where it came from, unless it were fired from some sort of a submarine, which is not the feeling I got. In other words, certainly Anchorage might be accessible by one of their bigger missiles, certainly the ones they've been testing. But I'll tell you this. If a known nation hit an American city with a nuclear weapon, we would turn them to glass. We would flat turn them to glass. And if that missile were known to have come from North Korea, North Korea would cease to exist. So I certainly accept that as something that you have seen, and but I certainly disagree with you with regard to the response. You said it would be severe, but not for a couple of weeks. I think it would be quite quick indeed. International Line, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, Art.
Hello.
Oh, an honor, sir.
And for me, what is your first name?
John.
Okay, John, where are you?
I'm in Sarnia, Ontario.
All right.
Osama bin Laden, you will die this Saturday, July 10th.
Wow. I asked for near term, and boy, did you give it to me. Saturday is Osama's last day?
Yes, it is. Via an earthquake.
That's right. He hides in caves, doesn't he?
Near the northern Afghanistan, right near the Tajikistan border.
Right.
It'll be 7.2. It'll happen 9 a.m. Eastern time or 7 p.m. Afghanistan time.
My God, that's specific. How can you be so specific?
Well, give or take half hour or so. It might not be right on the money, but right around that time, 9 a.m.
9 a.m.? What time is that, 9 a.m.?
Eastern time.
Eastern time.
Where I am. It's set, that would be 7 p.m. Afghanistan time.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Well, how have you seen this?
A fellow named Elgin told me.
Who?
Elgin. He's an old man I sit with in a park from time to time. And he's never wrong. He told me, he tells me everything 8 days before it happens. He told me this on just last Friday.
And how long has this been going on with him telling you these things?
Well, I don't see him every day, but he told me when Dahmer would die.
No, but I mean, for months, years, how long?
Oh, I've known him for about 7 years.
7 years.
And I don't know him too well. I just sit with him in the park.
And I understand. And he's been just telling you these things.
Yep. He told me when Dahmer would die. He told me when Reagan would die. He told me when that Russian sub would sink in the North Sea there a couple of years back.
Wow.
Mostly he tells me stuff around here, bad accidents and such.
And they come true?
Yep, everyone.
Well, how have you reacted to getting this absolutely accurate information? I mean, doesn't it scare the heck out of you?
Well, I suppose he's an angel or something.
Have you ever asked? I mean, surely you must have questioned after the first couple of things came true. You must have said, hey, what's up with you?
Yeah, he's a pretty secretive guy. Yeah, he doesn't tell me much, but his name's Elgin. He's just an old man.
How intriguing is that? Well, okay, so to get it straight, this is so intriguing. This Saturday, Osama will die. He will die in an earthquake at 9 a.m. Eastern Time.
The world won't know he actually died until a few weeks later when they find his body.
Uh-huh. If this should come true, I would like you to get hold of me immediately. I mean, just use every method you can, call the network, do whatever you've got to do. It's so specific, and your story is so interesting.
Yes, sir, I'll do that.
Well, listen, thank you for calling. I guess that's all I can say. Thanks a million for relating this, and you have absolute confidence it's going to come true, huh?
He's never been wrong.
Never. Been wrong.
I've approached the local newspaper here about him, but they won't listen to me. No,
well,
one
I will. All right, listen, thanks.
Thank you, sir.
Take care. And you remember, you get hold of me if that happens. Oh, my. Saturday, an earthquake. Osama bin Laden's last day. He gets buried alive in a 7.2 earthquake at 9 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. I'm Art Bell.